Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the show. Hurricane Hotline for a soggy Tuesday night. And coming up on the show, we'll hear from University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Also on the show, offensive line coach Alex Mirabal. Don Bailey, of course, with me as well. And from ESPN ACC Network, David Hale will close out the show at around 7:35 or so. We'll talk about the University of Miami and the ACC. One of the things in the ACC this week is nobody had this on their bingo card. Cal 3-0. And FSU 0-3. And they play this weekend in Tallahassee. So we'll talk about the ACC with David Hale coming up. Virginia Tech, Miami's opponent a week from Friday, is going to take on Rutgers. So Hokies will get their first test of the year, even though they lost to Vanderbilt earlier in the season. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Miami takes on USF. Hurricanes are a 16-point favorite against a very good USF team. 7 o'clock kickoff will be on the air at 3 p.m. So please join us for our pregame show that includes Hollywood and Tim Reynolds and Josh Darrow and Don Bailey and Brian Monroe and Christy Chirinos. And Tim Reynolds put together a really, really cool piece on Cam Ward that we're excited to have. An essay on Cam Ward. So at the very least, tune in for that because it's really well done. So speaking of last Saturday, Miami wins 62-0 in a game where they had a ton of big plays. They continue to have one big play after another. In fact, the University of Miami ranks number one in the nation now in plays of 20 or more yards. They've had 32 plays of 20 or more yards, number four in the nation in plays of 10 or more yards, 66 plays of 10 or more yards. Of the plays that are 20 or more yards, 26 are through the air. Of the 66 plays of 10 or more yards, 49 are through the air. The Hurricanes had only 48 passing plays of 20 or more yards all of last season, and 129 pass plays of 10 or more yards all of last season. So well on their way to eclipsing those numbers. Miami first in the ACC in yards per play, first in the ACC in third down conversions, first in the ACC in completion percentage, fourth in the country, third in the country in team passing efficiency, total offense, number one in the ACC, and number three in the nation. Scoring offense, second in the ACC, fifth in the country. Rushing defense, 12th in the country, second in the ACC. Scoring defense, 8.7 points per game, 14th in the nation, second in the ACC. So Miami with some very savory stats, and third down defense, which is going to be very big this week against South Florida. Miami, number one in the ACC and number six in the country, holding their opponents to just below 15% on third downs. Okay, so those are the numbers. On Saturday, it's Miami and USF. This past weekend, Miami and Ball State, 62-0 after a 2-hour and 25-minute weather delay. This is how it sounded.
The sky is gray. Rain is falling. Miami and Ball State. And away we go. Sloan is in the backfield to the right shoulder of Samanza. Two receivers left, one right. Samanza to the air. Looks right. Jason Sack. Barrow got him around the ankles. Back at the 42-yard line of Ball State. In between the hash marks, Simeon Barrow gets the sack in his 32nd game, and I believe that's his first sack of the year.
That it is. Joe Barrow gets there first, followed up immediately by Barron. The BBs get there.
Ward, shotgun snap, looking all the time in the world, lets it fly, end zone, Restrepo, he's got it for a touchdown, 21 yards, and it's Hurricane Delights. Ward to Restrepo for the score. Out to Chris Johnson, gets a block from Restrepo, the speedy Johnson, along the sidelines, and here we go, Chris Johnson at the 10, at the 5, and then into the end zone, 37 yards for a Miami touchdown. Chris Johnson goes into the end zone, giddy with delight, and Miami has a 16-0 lead.
That's a cash money play right there, Joe.
That it was. 37 yards using the speedy Johnson.
Those 10 and change hunters will get you down the field quickly.
Here's Ward. Play fakes to Fletcher. Looks, throws, end zone, wide open. Touchdown, Miami. A diving, twirling catch for the touchdown. It's Arroyo, 21 yards and a touchdown. And the Hurricane Party is on at Hard Rock Stadium. Restrepo a slot to the left side. Looking to throw is Ward. He fires and is caught by Restrepo at the 5. He makes one miss. He dives into the end zone. Orange in the end zone. 21 yards for a Miami touchdown. Restrepo has it. His second of the game. Miami leads it 30-0. Jackpot for the Canes. And off Fletcher over the left side. He's got midfield, turns the corner, and here we go. He's got the 30, then the 25, and down to the 20-yard line. Unless he stepped out of bounds, let's see where they're going to mark him. Looks like the 25-yard line on the near sideline.
Who says Big Fletch can't get to the second level?
Ward, he throws a little bubble screen for George. George weaves left. He's at the 5. He cuts right, and George walks into the end zone, standing up for a Miami touchdown. 17 yards. Ward has his 5th touchdown pass of the night. I believe that is a career high for Cameron Ward in touchdown passes. 17 yards to Jacoby George, and a banner moment for Cam Ward. Allen down the sideline. AJ Allen's got the 30, he's got the 20, he's got the 15,
he got 10,
5. He's into the end zone, touchdown. AJ Allen takes it all the way for a house call. AJ Allen makes it a 47-0 lead for the University of Miami. House call for A.J. Allen.
He throws on the afterburners.
Emery Williams in the shotgun. Takes, drops, looks deep, and now fires in the end zone. It's caught by Lofton for a touchdown. What a throw by Emery Williams to the freshman Elijah Lofton. And it's a touchdown for Miami.
You give Emery Williams time, and he will pick you apart.
Williams hands it away. Lyle with a 5, twisting, turning,
there.
Lunging, end zone, touchdown, Jordan Lyle. Hurricanes cross the 60 mark. A banner moment for Miami. 61-0. Williams gives it to Chris Johnson, and he's bent over at the 20-yard line. And that should be it. And that will bring Mario Cristobal off the sideline, and Hurricanes cruise to the finish line in this one. It is Hurricanes delight. Miami 62 and Ball State nothing. And that is your final score at Hard Rock Stadium. Hurricanes go to 3-0 on the season. Next week, Miami will take on South Florida in Tampa.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. This week, the Hurricanes on the road against South Florida, Raymond James Stadium at 7 o'clock. But first, coach, this past weekend, a big win over Ball State. They say big because it took 2.5 hours to get to the start, and your team executed at a high level, and the fans, they were right there with you.
They were, and a lot of credit to them because I think a lot of other fans may have just headed home and called it a day, and they hung out. You know, they waited for it to pass, and when we came out the tunnel, our players felt that, and that was great. And our players handled it really well also. Came out just like in high school, man, get a five-minute warm-up, right, do a couple jumping jacks and go right to the playing field and play ball. So all in all, just proud of our team and happy, really grateful to the fans for showing up like they did.
Coach, talk about some of these numbers, 750 yards of offense. It's awful hard to break a record here at the University of Miami, but you did. You set a new record.
Well, I think what's important to point out about that is that we played in the second half, we played mostly our reserves. Mm-hmm. But these are reserves that are on their way to having significant playing time, good football players. And we needed to develop that part of our roster. The best part about that is they upheld the standard. So they preserved the shutout. And they continue moving the sticks and scoring points. So we got better as a team and came out relatively injury-free and looking forward to our challenge this weekend.
Emory Williams got his first action since last year against Florida State and looked really sharp, 11 for 12 in the game. Beautiful touchdown pass to Lofton. What were your thoughts on how he performed?
Well, it should have been 12 for 12, had a drop. You know, that's the first thing that stands out. And it's everything that we've known since last year and him coming off of rehab. He's an excellent player with an unbelievable future. So it was great to get him significant time with a lot of different players in the game. He took over the offense and he flawlessly operated.
He'd be the first to say it, that Cam Ward has had a great influence on him. I talked about it off the air in the locker room and a couple times with him, but the leadership and the mentorship that he's providing is paying big dividends.
Yeah, every day is like a new lesson, you know, in leadership and how to be a professional about your business and how to study tape and how to practice. And I know that Emory is soaking every bit of that in.
Cam Ward's had three games, three straight 300-yard games. There's so many fascinating parts about his game. One would be the way the offensive line also protects him, because I would imagine they have to make some adjustments. He's back there. He could be not dancing around, surveying the field for a long time. And that's probably a little bit of an adjustment for the offensive line.
Well, you know what? He deserves that. You know, if you give him time, and sometimes when you don't give him time, he's going to find a way to make a play. No one affects any unit more than a quarterback affects not only the offense, but an entire team. And the impact of a guy that's that driven and works that hard and has the results to match it, it gets everybody going at a high level. So, again, super fired up to have that guy taking snaps for us every Saturday.
Coach, let's talk about a shutout. That's something, we talk about 750 yards. You also don't see many shutouts anymore in college football. And the fact that overall you held Ball State to 6 rushing yards, almost an unbelievable number in its own right.
Yeah, a tremendous amount of credit to, obviously, the players, first and foremost, and Coach Guidry and the defensive staff. I mean, they went out there with a purpose, and they executed it at every level. And we sent in waves of guys at every position on all three levels, and those guys all executed and got better, certainly a lot better than the previous week when there were some let-ups and some let-downs when we played some of the guys.
Your execution on both sides of the ball in the first 3 weeks has been really good. And it's interesting because in college there are no preseason games. The NFL, you hear them talking, they do have preseason games, but nobody's playing in the preseason games. In the first couple of weeks, some teams are struggling with their execution. How have you been able to come out of the block so quick? That has to be a testament, I would think, to all the work that was put in during the summer and maybe even before the summer.
Yeah, these players, in their minds, they feel like we have played the game way before we actually play the game. And so this goes back to January. This goes back to winter conditioning, all the player-led practices. I wish I could count them up right now, the amount of reps that these guys took, not only with us in spring football and in camp, but also on their own in player-led practices. It's all paid off, you know, and certainly when they carry that attitude to your Monday through Friday practices, trying to win every single day, it pays off on Saturday, and so far, so good.
A.J. Allen, over 100 yards, and he runs with an attitude, I guess is the best way to say it. And every single snap, big day for him.
Ran angry.
Yeah.
You know, and it. I guess the best way to put it is the best thing that we can do as a program is to keep competition real and alive, okay? Because somehow, some way, and although it makes you feel uncomfortable and sometimes it might make you really upset, best way to bring the best out of somebody is through competition. And that has been provided in that room and several others. And what we saw on Saturday was an excellent version of A.J. Allen. Credit to him for being patient, and great job by him.
A lot of people in football talk about balance, and balance comes a lot of different ways. And I think one of the ways balance is coming in your offense, you look at the numbers and the receivers, the numbers are almost identical. 11 to 14 catches for guys, running backs the same way. So you're able to feature your playmakers equally, and also getting them in really nice spots, a lot of space.
A lot of guys have earned playing time, and it's up to us to find ways to get guys on the field and give them a chance to make plays, put the ball in their hands. But we expect guys to play just as hard and be just as physical and just as passionate when the ball's not in their hands, because at the end of the day, the number one goal still has to be winning. It still has to be about team, and that'll lead to everybody else's goals, you know? And as long as we understand that, we'll go far. So that's something we hammer home every single day. We're always on edge about that. And the guys have done a great job just carrying out that mentality.
Coach Jordan Lyle, 71 yards on the day, but I noticed how he is just developing as a blocker. Without the football, he's really playing like he's a lot older than he is.
He came in ready to roll, mm-hmm. because physically he was already there. Certainly he took advantage of the 6 weeks of training this summer with our strength and conditioning staff, but he was in that playbook relentlessly. And it shows, because he doesn't bust.
I'll jump to the defense in a moment. He's been pretty disruptive there, but one other note on offense, very few negative plays so far. The running backs, I think, have a combined 2 negative yards in 3 games. So it seems like they're going forward and your offensive line is going forward. And mainly, almost every play, there's a positive result.
Yeah, there's a lot of improvement in those areas. And certainly we have some opponents coming up, starting with this Saturday, that are really disruptive and move around a lot and bring a lot of pressure. So every ounce of your scheme has to be tested, and you've got to do everything possible to make them airtight to make sure that, again, our guys and that contact is happening on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Coach, defense for a second, 9 tackles for a loss, 6 quarterback hurries, 5 pass breakups. It was just relentless. And the energy, once that starts happening, it just kind of stacks on top of it again and again, and everybody wants to get in and be a part of it.
It doesn't. You know, it really turned up with that 4th down stop. You know, we jump off sides when they were about to punt, and they get a 4th and 4, I believe, and we stop them. And that turned into a touchdown that leads to another big play by us on defense, get the ball back, score another touchdown. I mean, the defense is playing at a really high level, and they bring an energy that really kind of permeates the entire locker room and sideline. So we got to keep it going. It's always one guy that starts you up, right? And this week, I don't know, could have been Simeon, it could have been Wesley. A lot of different guys had their turn.
Talking about complimentary football, your defense gives the offense the ball back a lot. Ball State came in on 3rd downs. Their one game, they were 12 for 19. I think you almost held them hitless in the game on 3rd downs. But for the season, your 3rd down defense is holding the opponents to 15%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's tremendous amount of work and improvement. And I think if you sit down with those defensive guys, both coaches and players, they'll tell you that they can be better and that they want to be better. They don't there's no fake to them. You know what I mean? They just want to get better. They want to win. They just want to go, you know, in one direction. That's up.
Let's talk special teams for a minute. Let's go right to kickoff coverage. You've got great opportunity for a young player, older player, to get on the field and make plays happen. But you look at kickoff coverage. It was Washington, Pruitt, Hayes, Day, the whole gang. Just those guys are just fighting to get downfield and make a tackle.
They are. They've got the bug. You know, they want it. You know, they've seen it now. They've felt the physicality that comes with it. There's no more hesitation. First week or so, you could tell guys were kind of feeling themselves around a little bit, like, man, these are a lot of big guys coming at me really, really fast. After they make that first tackle or take on that first block, their natural instincts are starting to take over. We're starting to see some really, really productivity from those guys.
Okay, we'll hear from hear more from University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Still to come, another segment with Coach Cristobal, Don Bailey Jr. Also tonight on the show, offensive line coach Alex Mirabal will also be with us tonight. Let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac. I'm driving the XT4 right now. It is a driver pleaser. It stands ready to tackle any task, whether you're going to the grocery store or the golf course or anyplace else. Your daily commute, the XT4 is always there to meet a wide array of needs and desires. The XT4, it delivers. It delivers the wow factor. It's turbocharged. It's got great acceleration. Fuel efficiency is top shelf. It will surpass any and all expectations. Plus, it's a quiet, smooth drive. That's what you're looking for in South Florida, because you got a lot of distractions when you're driving down here. But the XT4 delivers a quiet, smooth drive. The Cadillac always delivers, and Williamson always delivers as well, because it's built on a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. At Williamson, customers are treated like family. So come on in, experience the world-class customer service at Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find on US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online, check out everything they have at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience a new Cadillac from your luxury dealership. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
On Saturday night in Tampa, it will be Miami and South Florida. Seventh all-time meeting between the schools. Miami leads the series 5-1, have not played since 2013. Sellout crowd is expected. They're 2-1. They're playing really well. They've got a lot of explosive players on both sides of the ball.
Excellent football team. They've got great players and great coaches, and they play really hard and are really, really physical. And in every disruptive category imaginable on defense, they're in the top 20, top 15. Know a lot of those guys personally from their head coach, their defensive coordinator, their secondary coach. These are excellent football coaches and really good people that coach hard and get their guys ready to play. They've got a very talented roster, and they've shown it on film. You just watch the first five or six plays of their game against the University of Alabama, and right away it'll get your attention because of the physicality they bring.
Let's go to that game for a minute, Coach. I don't know that anybody realizes this or remembers it. That game was 21-16. They were at Alabama with about 6 or 7 minutes left. So, I mean, they took the tide almost to the end.
Yeah, I believe the last 6 minutes, somehow there were a couple situations where 180, 190 yards piled on the total. So, you know, that score could be misleading. That game, they had plenty of opportunities to go ahead, push through, and put themselves in a position to win that game. But it's not just that. It's the fact that that's what they've been doing for the last, you know, several games of last season and carried it right over to this season. You know, they played Syracuse extremely well, you know, as everybody, you know, saw that game, you know, in the bowl time. And they realized that their speed on offense, their speed on defense, it's a challenging scheme, you know, that you have to defend with their tempo, with the way that they spread the field out and test you horizontally and vertically. And not to mention that on defense, the multiple looks, the pressure, the disguise coverages, they do a great job, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Picking up on their defense, their defensive coordinator, Todd Orlando, has been with 8 programs. One of those was yours at FIU, so you hired him, and so you know what he's all about.
Yeah, great football coach, great person, certainly, and he was at USC also when we were at the University of Oregon. So we've worked together. We have gone against each other. He knows how to coach football, and he knows how to dial it up, and we're expecting a tremendous challenge and a great opportunity.
Coach, their offense, in real time, they try and get the ball off in less than 15 seconds. That puts a lot of stress on everybody. You better have communication now, but more importantly, you better know your job.
You better be organized. You better be detailed. Mm-hmm. You better put in the time since January to be in great shape, right? Great physical condition, because they really do an excellent job at testing all of those things, you know? And all it takes is one misfit, right? One blown coverage, one substitution issue where you're a guy short or have one too many on the field and you're exposed. But, you know, besides all that stuff, I think what's really important to point out that this group, you know, that we're playing, they play really hard. They play really hard and they play really physical. A lot of respect for them.
Their longest drive of the year is 4 minutes. Typically, their drives are anywhere between 2 and 3 minutes long because, as you mentioned, the tempo. But what does that do, I guess, maybe to the time management of the game or the identity of the game?
They're really good at what they do, and we have to do a great job defending it.
Coach, when you're talk about them as well, their quarterback, you mentioned dynamic. That should be his middle name. I mean, there's not much that he can't do, and he challenges every part of the defense.
Really accurate, big, fast, strong. I mean, he beats you with his arm. He beats you with his legs. Very savvy. You know, he knows how to bait you. His accuracy was something that, you know, really impressed everybody right away. And then when they see him take off with the football, his decision-making in the run game as well as the pass game, just a really high-level player. And, again, just overall just an exceptional competitor.
The other thing that jumps out with them, they're an old team, another old team, all graduate students, seniors. They're a running back. They have a running back who's 25 years old. I believe the punter's 30 years old. So when you have older teams – I would imagine you can also incorporate more information on those teams.
You can. I mean, and you could see in our team, you know, right here, you see so many older guys at different positions. There's nothing like experience, right? Yeah. The value of the repetition and having multiple repetitions, not to mention multiple years getting repetitions, that kind of stuff is invaluable. Sometimes irreplaceable if you can't find somebody that's done at the same level. So they got a lot of it. We have a lot of it as well. Again, looking forward to an awesome opportunity.
Coach, there'd be a lot of pressure to prepare for every game. And there's a group of walk-ons and scout team players that you count on and you give respect to and honor to every single week. How important is the scout team, especially in weeks like this when you're facing an unconventional offense?
You know, they're the heartbeat of the week. You know what I mean? Like they pump the life into practice because their level of play and intensity determines the level of our preparation. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to come in motivated. They have to come in ready to put on a different color jersey, right? And mimic the opponent to the best of their ability. And we try to, you know, feature, you know, the guys that have similar qualities to our opponent. We try to put those guys in the appropriate jersey so that the looks are as close to being identical as possible. So our guys have taken a lot of pride, and we really like it when the scout team challenges our players, you know, and like we disallow the whole brother-in-law and stuff that, hey, take it easy on me. No, that's not going to work on Green Tree. That's never been part of Green Tree. So love them, respect them, and certainly really, really appreciate them.
Another box that you're checking off here, doing really well. You're protecting the ball, which will be important this game, but you are protecting the ball, and conversely, you're taking the ball away.
Yeah, the turnovers forced by the University of South Florida have really tilted the games in their favor. Again, they get there fast, really, really fast. So ball hawking demeanor, mentality, and physicality, and when they get there, they put their hat on the ball, and they proactively, you know, they take swipes at it, try to punch it out, rip it out, and they've had really good success with that.
Coach Markel Bell and McCoy started again on the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Two big bodies that are getting better every week as well.
They are. They really are. They work well together. They communicate really well. And again, just large human beings that play with a great mentality. Markel's got himself in great shape. You know, he's really worked hard since the day he got here. And can't say enough about Matt McCoy, how proud we are of him, for him to be playing at the level he's playing.
There was a crystal ball that got into the game the other night, played a lot, at right guard. How'd he do?
You know, he did well. I think all those guys did well. You know, around here, probably nobody has it tougher than a guy like him, because around here it's going to be about who earns time, right? So anyone that steps on the field has earned time. So proud of him and proud of everybody that had a chance to play. Matt Antenzana had a chance to play. Antonio Tripp had a chance to play. You know, Nino had a chance to play. Frankie Tinalao had a chance to play. Lewis had a chance to play. And you know what? They moved the ball. They protect the quarterback well, moved the sticks, and got some points.
Coach, when you go back to special teams, how do you define each player's role, and how do you define who's going to go in? And, I mean, you got to worry about redshirting and eligibility and all of that. How do you keep track of that whole package that you try and use on special teams?
You track it, but guys got to play. Yeah. You know, I mean, to say that, you know, that you could predict, you know, when a guy is, how long he's going to stay healthy for, or that holding a guy from playing is really going to benefit. Guys got to play football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, in this day and age, you want to develop your roster. The transfer portal, you're sometimes not really sure who's going to be here in a year, not be here in a year. These guys they're heavily invested in, right? Between scholarship and NIL, I mean, you know, they're doing really well. So it's important that we think team first and at whatever cost do what's best for the team.
The recruiting world, a lot of buzz about the University of Miami Hurricanes, about the way you're playing, about the way players get treated when they come here. Everything is very attractive about the University of Miami. How do you handle recruiting at this time of the year? Some of it, I guess, you know, as I mentioned, the attractiveness of the play certainly helps along the way, but what are some of the other things you have to do right now in recruiting?
Well, you got to stay at it. You know, it's a 24/7 job, you know, especially during the season. You've got to push the limits of your, you know, ability to operate on whatever you can get from a sleep standpoint. You know, we hold ourselves to a high standard. We stay very efficient. But it never stops, you know, because if you leave a crack, you know, in the door, someone will get in there. You know, someone will get in the way of a recruiting effort, one of your own commitments, or in your process when you're trying to land a certain commitment. So we're full throttle on that. We're always looking for elite people that are elite competitors. And we do. We want guys that fit the mentality of the guys we have here right now, because that's been the best part of these last couple years of work. We have just littered the place with high achieving, high work ethic mentality type guys. And, you know, so far it's led off to a great start.
One thing in recruiting that I don't ever want to slip away is the value of this university academically. There's the NIL and everything that goes with college football today. But at some point, there's still a lot of value on that diploma. And the University of Miami gives you one of the best in the whole country.
Well, that's got to hit home, you know, harder and stronger than anything else. And I mean, it's almost like I dare someone to come on campus, go see the actual dorms, right? Take a walk around, look at each diploma and the value of an education, a private school education, Coral Gables, Florida. And if there's a better place out there, well, we haven't seen it yet. So when you combine that with the opportunities this city and these internships provide when football's done, and then, you know, you start putting together a football team that's starting to look like Miami again, that's a very powerful combination. But you still have to sell it. You still have to work at it. It's not going to sell itself, and it's never easy. It doesn't get easier. You know, the stakes are just higher. And so all in all, we're just super proud to be Miami Hurricanes.
All right. Final non-conference game of the year, Saturday, Raymond James Stadium. Best of luck against South Florida.
Thank you. Go Canes.
That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We will continue on the show right after this.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Happy to welcome you back to the show as we continue on. Miami and South Florida on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 3 p.m. Kickoff is at 7 from Raymond James Stadium. And sitting or standing to my right shoulder will be one Don Bailey Jr. They're expecting over 60,000 for the game on Saturday at Raymond James Stadium. So we're going to have a great atmosphere and going up against a very worthy opponent.
We really are, Joe, and I'm excited, too, about those 60,000 because I would imagine there'll be a big chunk of Hurricane fans mixed into that bunch as well. So they're going to bring the orange and green up to Tampa and watch a heck of a football game because I think it's going to be a great game.
They played Alabama very well. They were down 14-0 last week to Southern Miss and then scored 28 straight points. The Alabama game, if you watch it, I think it's a bit of an aberration because it's really hard to watch. Almost an impossible watch. The game should have been canceled. I say that tongue-in-cheek because every play there was a penalty. 13 on Alabama, 11 on South Florida. Neither team could get out of their own way, or the officials just decided to take over. But there are 24 penalties in the game.
Yeah, that's I'm with you. I watched a bunch of that too, and it's disappointing that either both of those teams are that sloppy, which I find it hard to believe, or that the officials want to make sure that they are the stars of the show. You know, there was a couple of the plays that I saw that were obvious, yes, but not everything. The game did not deserve that many penalties, Joe, but also, you know, South Florida played them pretty darn tight. I mean, up until the last 10 minutes, it was their game to take. And 10 minutes in Tuscaloosa is a long time, though. So yeah. I don't want to boost them up too much with that. But, you know, it was a very interesting ball game. And I can tell you this, the quarterback – Byron Brown is one of the most exciting players really to watch in college football today.
Well, one of the big keys in this game is going to be Miami's strength against his strength. His strength is running the ball and moving the chains, especially on third down, and Miami's strength is third down defense.
They're holding their opponents to 15%. Now, in the Alabama game, he was like 2-for-18 on third down conversion. So almost hitless. But Miami is going to have to throw a net around him on third downs.
Yeah, he was able to run against Alabama for 108 yards on the day, and his pass number was 103. So he actually picked up more total yardage on the ground than versus the air, which I don't know, you know, in today's age, I'm not sure that I've been able to I don't even remember the last time I saw that stat. But, you know, he's a dual threat guy. He's had an excellent year last year, over 3,000 yards passing. So that tells you that he's got plenty of arm to go around, and he can run the football as well as anybody at that position. So he's the guy that the entire defense, whether it's Simeon Barrow or Elijah Austin or Tyler Barron, whoever it may be, that's the guy that you've got to circle up and make sure that you can control. Because if you let him run wild, he'll do it.
They have an older team. Their running back is 25 years old. One of their running backs is 25 years old. The punter is 30. I think that's kind of where the game starts is you've got to put them behind the chains and stop their run game.
Yeah, you really do, Joe. Again, you know, there's really two stars of the show on offense, and one of them is the quarterback, Brown. The other one is Sean Atkins, who's a 5'10", 186-pound receiver, and he's really like a twin brother to Xavier Restrepo. You know, he's the leading receiver on their ball last year. You know, he was a guy that went over 1,000 yards in receptions and almost 100 catches, and he finds a way to get open. He finds a way to make the catch, and you've got to account for him every single time. They get some play out of their tight end and their other two receivers. Everybody other than Atkins has got pretty good size and speed.
You know, one of my favorite commercials on TV is the Mayhem guy. You ever see that? The Mayhem guy? That should be one of your lines. I'm going to ask Hawk and Crowder to make that one of your lines, the Mayhem guy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because the University of Miami is number one in the nation in defensive mayhem. That's plays on defense that feature a tackle for a loss, an interception, or gain a fumble. Now, Miami has not recovered any fumbles yet, but they still have a 20% mayhem rate. They have a 12% sack rate and a 16% tackle for loss rate and a 6% interception rate. Tyler Barron leads the country in tackles for losses. So they are creating a lot of mayhem.
That they are, and I think that's Lance Guidry's middle name. I mean, he came to Miami last year, and you knew he was going to bring it, and he did it week after week, and he's doing it again now. But now you see it with depth, and you see it with increased size, and you see it in year two of his defense. And, you know, guys like Maui Noah, you know, here he is. He's leading in tackles again after 3 weeks. He had six last week, and he's the leader on the year. But you put a new guy in the mix, Jaden Harris, and he was player of the week versus Florida. And here he is filling in for NFL guys, and he's having a great year. He's number two on the tackle list, and he is we're fortunate to have him. But defense overall, they get it. But I think it really starts with the front seven. The front seven, to me, is the ones that create most of the mayhem, and the back end is the ones that reap some of the benefits.
Yeah, so we got a long way to go. But right now, after 3 weeks, and, you know, the competition other than Florida, and even with that now, we're not quite sure. But nonetheless, number one on third downs, number three in sacks, number six in total defense, and number eight in tackles for losses. And I think that front seven is going to be really important on Saturday night, because I'm not really that sure how great the USF offensive line is.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I almost think that Miami's at the point, you know, I think for sure will be in a couple of weeks. When you're having this much success, I think they're welcoming this matchup, because this offensive line that they're facing is it's got, what has it got? Everybody is a graduate. I mean, across the board, everybody has played 5 years and or better, and everybody's well over 300 pounds across the board. Everybody's got starting experience. They've and the craziness is they've all transferred in. You know what I mean, whether it's Florida, they came in from Florida State, they came from UCF, they came from Colorado, from Tennessee. So they've had experience and been in big games. I think the defensive line from the University of Miami welcomes the challenge. They've played 12, 15 guys over the first 3 weeks of the season. So they have starting to establish waves of defensive linemen. And I can, you know, remember going against teams that presented three or four different layers of defensive linemen towards the third or fourth quarter. That starts wearing you out.
1 year we played Duke in basketball and beat them very badly. And Dick Vitale's line in the game was, it's layup after layup after layup after layup after layup. And for the USF defense, you could say this. It is pressure after pressure after pressure after pressure after pressure. It's every single play, they're doing something.
Yeah, and it you know what's crazy about it? Is that it doesn't stop. Like, so many times you can predict based on down and distance, and that's not as easy to do against these guys. And, you know, having the opportunity to watch Miami work on blitz pickup all week, they're getting it, you know, but it's a week-long process. And, again, you know, I've said this a couple times, the best thing that Miami's offense has going for it, just as Miami's defense has going for it, is they've got to go against each other every single day. And the best part, in my opinion, is that Coach Cristobal makes ones go against ones. So, you know, you're a guy and on our offensive line, and you're dealing with Barrow and Moten and Alston and Barron. But the other side is those guys got to deal with Rivers, and they got to deal with Maui Noah and Carpenter and Inez Cooper. So they're facing very, very, very good talent every single day at practice, which really prepares them for a football game.
I want to pick up on Zach Carpenter for a moment. He had a wonderful block on one of the screens a week ago. He's turning out to be a really good team leader. We're going to talk about him with Coach Mirabal coming up in the next hour. But you've been very impressed with the play of Zach Carpenter, and he's really improved here at Miami, I think, in the last couple of months.
Yeah, they made a Coach Mirabal adjusted his stance at the end of spring practice, and I talked a little bit about that last week. And he went from night to day, and I credit, you know, Coach Mirabal for identifying what could be a possible issue, and he changed Zach Carpenter's entire game. He's watching him. He is now adjusted. He's picked up that hurricane streak that you want to have on the offensive line, which means he's, you know, he's a tough guy and he finishes and but he's also been responsible, Joe. You know, Saturday, he's going to be responsible for starting every single one of the calls and identifying that front. And that's one heck of a load once you got to communicate it to your left and your right. And, you know, Matt McCoy is only had two starts, so he's not a guy that's going to pick right up on it. And now, you know, I had Jalen out, and that's a guy that could echo some calls down. So he's had a lot of pressure on him, and he's handled it. But I bet you if you ask Zach Carpenter today, you don't even have to wait till the end of the year, the best thing that ever happened to Zach Carpenter as he came to the University of Miami and is getting coached by Alex Mirabal. Because he literally, from the first time I saw him to today, he is nowhere the same player.
Well, the unfortunate thing for Miami right now, and this happens in football, you got to play through it. We don't know. It's too early to tell the status of Inez Cooper for this weekend, as well as Jalen Rivers. But even that being said, I think most likely if Miami probably would lean toward an offensive line of Rivers, McCoy, Carpenter, Cooper, and Maui Noah. And those five have probably played, I don't know, 20, whatever they played in the Florida game together. And that's been it. Because then McCoy was kind of banged up going into that game. Then Rodriguez started. Then he got hurt. Then Jalen got hurt. Then Inez got hurt. So they haven't had that continuity that I guess that you would really like right at this point.
No, you have identified that perfectly. And it's not what's best. But then again, I'm going to go back to Coach Mirabal. And I spoke to him about this. And he said, listen, he says, we coach Markel Bell the same way we coach Jalen Rivers, and we coach Tommy Kinsler the same way we coach Matt McCoy, and we coach Nino the same way we coach Carpenter, and Okinawa gets coached the same way that Maui Noah does. And the reason we do that is we expect if somebody goes down that the next person comes in and we do not lose a beat, that they have a complete understanding of the technique. They understand their calls that they're responsible for, that they understand their assignments. Now he says, you can't expect somebody that's got zero experience to perform the same way somebody that's got 30 games under their belt. But as far as the controllables, everything that's controllable, every one of those linemen that are on that plane or on that travel squad, each one of those guys have been coached the exact same way and taught the exact same technique and given numerous reps. So when that day happens, when you lose a Rivers and you lose a Rodriguez and you lose a Cooper, then, Lou Cristobal comes in and you're getting the same understanding of the play, the same steps, and the same technique, and the same thing for Markel Bell. I mean, that guy has started. He started two games already, and he is a guy that came from junior college. And you talk about a learning curve coming from a junior college in Mississippi to the University of Miami. He's just jumped off the charts. But it has to do with the commitment of coaching technique and the outstanding job that Alex Mirabal does with teaching in that room.
Well, they're going to be blocking a bunch of moving targets on Saturday. One of the big keys is to stay out of negative plays and third and long. I do think South Florida is probably going to make some plays, and Miami's going to have to overcome some negative plays during the course of the game.
Well, they will. And, they've had three sacks each of the first three games. And, let's just take the Alabama game. They got three sacks in that game. And two of those probably had to do with the quarterback, how he could have helped the play out. The way to prevent or cut down on sacks, because I'm with you. I think that Cam Ward's going to go through this game untouched, especially when South Florida, their number one focus is hitting the quarterback. And I mean that sincerely. To think that he's going to be untouched, I think is a bit of a wish. But the key is for Ward to make sure he gets rid of that darn football as quick as he can. And for the receivers and the tight end included, that they run excellent routes and they get to where they're supposed to get. And that'll help the offensive line. I think that South Florida hadn't been sitting on a lot because they unleashed everything they had against Alabama, believe me. So Miami's got on tape three games of what they do. Plus, they're very familiar with that defensive coordinator, and they know his personality. But at the end of the day, Miami's 11 on offense going to have to beat their 11 on defense.
Well, they gave up 29 touchdown passes a year ago. Now, they do have three new starters in the secondary. They went to the portal and said, we gave up too many touchdown passes, so let's see if we can shore up the secondary. But I think sometimes – some of that is because of the amount of gambling that they do. They're going to leave themselves in some positions that are not very sound.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing combination when you look at USF. They go hyper fast on offense, and it's one of those deals where we're going to score and defense. Give us the darn ball back as soon as you can. And you see that. They attack the football on defense for one very simple reason. They want to get the football and they want to give it back to their offense because they believe that they could score. They think that they can overwhelm you with plays and overwhelm you with being fast. And those two, the offense and defense here, go hand in hand. They're searching for takeaways on defense, and they're searching for big plays on offense.
Right, but the kryptonite to their offense is stops. It's like basketball. You need multiple stops. In basketball, you call it kills. So it's and a kill in basketball is three straight stops without the opponent scoring. So you just need to be able to bunch together your stops, because that throws them into a panic. They want it the other way. They want to score and score fast to force you into a one-dimensional game and into thinking that you have to play as fast as they are. So therefore, you'll jump out of your game plan, leave your identity, and you become one-dimensional. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah, that's good hope by them. I don't see that happening. I really don't. I don't see Shannon Dawson taking the bait on it. I certainly don't see Lance Guidry taking the bait on it. Miami is established, has an established offensive line. No matter what the mix is that starts Saturday, you're starting guys that have started. So there's no first time starter there. You've had a running back core that your fifth guy last week rushed for 104 yards and looked like he's better than all of them. And, you know, you've got Martinez and Fletcher and Lyle and Johnson and Allen. And you start going down the list. Miami, if they give Cam Ward time, or even if they decide just to run the darn football, I believe they're going to have success at it. The thing that'll kill them is the turnover. And Miami's been very fortunate. One interception is all that they've thrown. But you come out of this game facing this type of offense, this type of defense, and you're a -3, like we've seen before, then you will have had a long night. You probably are going to have a long ride home.
Yeah, I don't want a long night, and nor do I want a long ride home. It's pretty dark on Alligator Alley, so I need to stay away from that. All right, I'll be talking to you during the week, and we'll be over in Tampa on Saturday, 3 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff.
All right, Joseph, I will see you then. Have a good evening.
All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. When we come back, Alex Mirabal joins us. David Hale from the ACC Network and ESPN also coming up in the next hour here on the Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.